Welcome to the Certainty Roundtable podcast, designed for those advisory teams preparing for the fast emerging new era of financial advice in Australia. Hosted by Jim Stackpool, founder of Certainty Advice Group, with over 30 years experience advising advisory firms, the Certainty Roundtable podcast brings together the growing group of Certainty Advice firms as they share their insights, experiences, as they attract, attain, price and manage their valuable advice clients and advisory teams. Now, here is your host, Jim Stackpool.
G'day and welcome to another in our roundtable series, Jim Stackpool here, regarding the articulation of value. We can, for everything at Certainty Advice Group, comes down to this conversation piece around helping clients with money or advice or planning. It's not and advice and planning, it's or advice, money or advice or planning. But why? Why is this so important? That's what we get into with this particular session. And where is the value? Because there's a bit of an imbalance between what the clients are seeking and where the value is actually delivered. Check it out. So welcome to our session on money, advice, planning.
Look, I think the key thing about this session today is articulating value. And we can put 11 economists in a room and get 15 different views on what the economy is going to move like, just like we put a lot of advisors together. So I'm not saying there's any one right way, but I do want to get people's logic behind your thinking around that. And it's really important we're building a consistent, specific and methodical approach to our team. You have a house approach to this when we're articulating. And this articulation of value for us is core to profit growth moving on. So a couple of, obviously everything we talk about comes back to this. And the cure of the part should not be attempted without the treatment of the whole. That's central. You may have other clients who are just doing a part. I'm just doing investments. I'm just doing cash flow. I'm just doing their tax. But everything we're talking about is coming back to this. And I guess another key driver for certainty advice and getting this consistent, specific, methodical approach in our own teams is this slide, where we talk about the different areas of advice. And so in terms of my parlance today, what I'm talking about specifically is that if we're looking at these top bits, the technical bit where we're saying I've got a rollover, or I'm buying a business, or we've just had a severe health diagnosis, or we've got, because I would say most Australians are approaching all of us for something at the top bit. We instigate a relationship with an advisor, not in a dissimilar way we instigate a relationship with a knee surgeon, or a similar way where I've got an issue. There's something which I can't solve by myself of a technical nature that I need support with. And we see this all the time, you know, get into this and the crypto frenzy that's going around at the moment. Here's another technical side which may need someone to help you with that. And we have to be good at this stuff. Whereas I think down here, so this is the money and advice bit. So we're looking for advice. And advice for me is this, which path do I take? What I've got these. So we come back to this idea, advice is only required when people are facing a complexity that by themselves they can't solve, and potentially when there's lots of different options and the consequences of those options could be quite big. And so that's classic advice. And it might be like, this is what we need to do, and like a knee surgeon, I can help you execute on that.
Yeah, I agree. And I think advice can be compartmentalized. It's reactive, whereas planning is looking at the whole situation and, look, this is what we're dealing with now. This is advice, take money, but this is what we need to deal with in the next 3 years, 5 years, 8 years. I know we don't have ongoing clients and so on, but I'm very much of the view that our consistent methodical approach we're articulating has to be around the planning, and the advice is important, but if you focus on that, you'll go broke.
Most people, when they come in and see us, it probably is about an event. They've got some money, or they've got to make a big decision. And I'd agree that, you know, yes, that's, you can do a one-off piece of advice around that. But if you're wanting to sort of be helping people long-term and make bigger changes in their life, you've got to dive a bit deeper and get into those behavioural parts of their life. Not always easy, but I think that's where most of the value probably ends up being.
We do still have a role to play in our business around the money management, but particularly the scope is always been that comprehensive. Look at it and look at the whole picture. And money's just part of that, and money's part of the problem, part of the complexity. Yeah.
What I'm getting at here is building teams of the future. And so those that are coming in after you, those who are going to be running with you and supporting you in client conversations moving forward in terms of that picture, we've got this dilemma, I think, in the industry, where, as we've just all articulated using this particular slide look at the moment, is that most clients are coming in for this stuff at the top, but they're only going to stay if we can give them value in this stuff in the bottom. Quite up front, we're articulating to the client that there's going to be lumps of work together. And we do this even before the client has signed our first terms of engagement. And we say right up front, so we've got a care relationship or advice, call it whatever we will, there's going to be a big lumpy fee here, which is us getting everything together and doing all the advice and the money work, source the money if they need money, or structure the money if it needs to be structured. And there may be some additional scope work, but every year this lump of money has more to do with the planning to keep you on a path. And but every now and again, we may need another lump up here to give you more advice or more restructuring as we go along the line.
It's certainly a lot harder to get to a new client in, because you need to understand what they've firstly got and then what they're sort of working towards. So it's a lot of upfront work, which is more additional cost in time, as well as sort of research, and then obviously sort of dollar figures put in there. But then ongoing, sort of fee is more to keep the client sticking to the plan, sticking to what we sort of originally had sought out. This is where they are, this is where they want to get to. That's what the fee there is. But there is sort of additional changes, could be an inheritance, could be a sale of a business. What do we sort of do then? You can't just keep charging the ongoing fee, you've got to charge because it's additional work. So it's additional sort of fee coming up from there.
We need the position up front. And we would even say, share a grid like this. Show this, just as we show what I've just as I'm suggesting we may now show in our meetings up front this slide, we're also suggesting we show up front this slide to give some sort of impression that initially we need to do all this stuff. We need to get the technical stuff into place. But long term, to make sure you stay on the best possible path, we've got to also ensure we're addressing these issues here. And because we would say one of the core elements of the certainty advice approach is that it's really working hard and getting this consistent, specific, methodical approach to understand what are the circumstances and behaviours that even the best asset allocation, savings plan, tax return, investment management won't keep them on their best possible path. And so our job is to use the nomenclature clearly that we may initially be paying for advice and money and to ensure it's structured, but the real long-term value is our ability to manage the plan. And as we manage them to a plan, we're going to have a rollout that looks something like this. And that's core, we think, to positioning the money, advice, and planning. As you know, for those that have been doing it, obviously, that the certainty map has got this money, advice, and planning line really core. And when we build this, why are you going to pay us this year and get it on something like this? We're coming back to what is this money or advice or planning? And I guess what I'm really working towards is that we think the money is in the planning.
If they genuinely sense that, it's the old, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Absolutely. Yep. Yeah.
And so we come back to this grid, that ability to run and manage the client relationship comes back to, yep, we want to do the money bit properly. We want to source it, dispense it, structure it, put it into great investment management, make sure it's all world-class, no question about it. But it's sort of like the surgeon's scalpel, and you might be really, really good at it and you get an extra premium for it. That's fantastic. And we also want to make sure the advice is good, that we keep them on the best possible path, knowing markets, knowing regulation, knowing them, knowing their other pressures, knowing who they love, knowing what they want to do with their money, what they want to how they want to enjoy their money. But it's just really, we think, to run the planning element, this maintain this progress and to sell the job that we maintain you on that best possible path while it's still valuable for you and valuable for us. Because we constantly come back to this discussion. I deal with clients that got lots of money. They don't need that first bit. They've got stacks of money. They can buy and do whatever they want with money. And this has probably been the fixation with the industry, while we think only 25, 27% of Australians can afford or take advice, because it's always been about the money. How much money have you got? And the goal-based advice stuff has really been a sales tool to get people with money on board, as compared to the planning is the essence of whether you got money or not. People still, if the advice is worthwhile, they'll pay for the planning, just like they pay for things they can't sometimes afford, but if it gets into a better position. And so we think this fundamental shift amongst all of our firms about understanding, is the value in the money, is the value in the advice, or is the value in the planning, comes down to that.
Certainly the advice to me is the easy one to address, because it's there in your face. And it's
really, really good point. Really good point.
Yep. More apparent, but you're really trying to dig that planning out, because as you say, that's what will keep them on board in the longer term.
Yeah. And all we're trying to do with these grids and showing maybe the complexity pyramid up front and potentially showing the grid of what's going to happen the next few years in terms of lumps of payment is simply get this concept in their mind. There's three elements of what we do. And I think people do want great advice. We do want great, you know, structuring and making sure the money is looked after. But and they don't always need that behavioral or circumstantial support because they don't always value that until they see what it can be provided for them. And we just want a consistent, specific methodology, whether it's my paraplanner in supporting me in a meeting, my client support people, or the head advisor. We're quite articulating the value components of what it is we do, because I think the industry still sees us as managing money and giving specific advice like a knee surgeon. And we've got to get away from that, or we're going to lose ongoings. And not to say that knee surgeons aren't important. They're crucial. Investment management's crucial. Tax advice is crucial. Estate planning advice is crucial. But we think build a sustainable firm that's not dependent upon any one person in the firm. It's the positioning of the firm's ability to ensure they're on the best possible path, the planning element, the pushing and pulling of that. So in summary for me, planning is the inherent, essential, permanent quality of certainty advice. But it's not what people initially come in for. But it's the inherent quality. The ongoing value is in the planning. But generally, the clients are coming in for either advice or money.
There you go. What did you think? For me, money is in the planning. But that's not why the clients are coming in. Clients are coming in generally because they've got an issue that needs to get money. They haven't got enough money, or they need to restructure their money, they need to position their money, or they need specific advice. What's the best possible decision I need to make here, because I'm facing a stage in my life where I've got lots of options. The consequences of getting those options might be quite important to us, and there might even be some emotional attachment to those decisions. So it's not an easy decision to make. Crucial conversation, crucial piece of advice. However, we believe the money is in the planning, and we use tools like this to say, it's a given that we'll help with the technical, and we'll make sure they're in the best possible investment management approach, cash flow structure, estate planning structure, company structure, whatever it might be. And we'll make sure we'll get you through a certain situation in your life where you're pre-retirement, going through a merger, when you've had a sudden illness or change of life, career, etc. But the long term, keeping those clients on a path that keeps them aligned, is, we believe, needs to be stressed up front. About we also want to manage the circumstances which may evolve, which means longer term, without some sort of management of the circumstances, you'll fall off the path. You'll get back onto a poor path that will keep you further away from where you want to go. And also understand some of the behavioural issues that, left to your own devices, you'll stray from that best possible path. And also another grid similar to this one, which we showed, which discusses the path. And so setting it straight up front, we talk about the different stages here where there's going to be money and advice needed, but then over time we move into a payment here in some ways for planning, an ongoing planning relationship, which we may need a few future advice or change of money structures in the future. But getting across to the client up front that our ability to plan and continue to keep on that path, provided it's value to you and it's value to us, is the essence, we think, of a long-term valuable relationship. It's not just about managing money. So I hope this has been beneficial to for your own thinking, to get your own house approach, but how we position the three elements of when people need money or people need advice regarding financial decisions, but also importantly, when people need a relationship that provides that planning, that pushes them when they need to be pushed and pulls them through when they need to be pulled, where left to their own devices would stray off their best possible path, which is the job of every certainty advisor, to keep clients on their best possible path as they go through life. Hope this has been helpful. Love to get your feedback. Cheers for now.
Thank you for listening to the Certainty Roundtable podcast with Jim Stackpole. To access the material from today's show or to join in the conversation, head to www.certaintyadvicegroup.com. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions, and opinions. Working together, we hope to achieve a lot more for more Australians. CertaintyAdviceGroup.com.